500-5266 and make your donation.
And we want to thank you in advance.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who has called and donated so far.
Mm-hmm.
And keep calling.
Call, call, call. Go online. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel's going to take us away here.
Don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
Welcome back to Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. This is our pledge month, and we do encourage you to take an opportunity to see the wonderful gifts that KBOO has to offer and support your local community radio station. Tonight we're here with Kelsey from Needle Exchange, Annalise from Rahab Sisters, and Michaela from Night Watch and Agape Village. I'd like to end the show by talking to the three of you and asking you what radical hospitality means to you, and how can people support if they want to get involved, either by donating or volunteering. What are the things people need this time of year?
Well, we've been talking about radical hospitality all night. We're the only organization with it in our mission, but it's what we're all doing here. And it is, I think it is a completely life-changing way of encountering community, welcoming each other without judgment, being present to who people are in the moment. When you do that in an organization like Rahab's or Nightwatch or with Needle Exchange, you also take that out into the world and you find that it changes every part of your life when you stop judging people and just see folks where they are. So we're thrilled to be here with you tonight. For Rahab Sisters, this is our very first year in the Give Guide, so you can find us in in there this year. And on our website, we always have the list of items that we are accepting in this time of year. Everybody is cold and wet, I'm sad to say.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we are rahabsisters.org.
Okay.
Well, I would just have to echo what Annalisa said, because that was a beautiful way to describe radical hospitality. For us, it means recognizing that people in all of society have used drugs and will continue to use drugs, and we want to make sure that people are as safe as possible to make their own decisions, and we want to empower folks. And that's our big goal, is to keep all of our communities safer. We work with the health department, so we work for you.
And to support Operation Nightwatch, please visit operationnightwatch.org, where you can volunteer or donate.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And y'all make that pitch to KBOO, and to keep this show going. I'm sure you heard some wonderful information and enlighten you. So contact these three organizations and pitch to KBOO. Thank you for listening to our show. See you next month. Be there or be square.
And remember, be kind to someone.
Good show.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by F&B Cafe and Catering, with three cafe locations at Eastside Exchange on 123 Northeast 3rd Avenue, Pearl Art House on 804 Northwest Cooch Street, and Markram Hill on 3460 Southwest U.S. Veterans Hospital Road. They also offer catering throughout Portland. Lunch provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street and open 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. Dinner provided by Chameleon Restaurant, a restaurant located in the Hollywood District at 2000 Northeast 40th Avenue. Serving primarily organic dishes, Chameleon Restaurant is open Wednesday to Saturday from evening to late night. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Thursday, December 13th, KBOO hosts a special day of programming, Dare to End the War on Drugs. Portland City Commissioner-elect Joanne Hardesty will return as host of Voices from the Edge on this special day of programming, discussing the over-policing of our black and brown communities and much more. Later that day, join KBOO at Green Hop as we consider where consumers buy marijuana and the value supporting black and brown-owned businesses. Green Hop is the only and first hip-hop black-owned dispensary in Portland. Again, that's Thursday, December 13th, Dare to End the War on Drugs, here at your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
Stereotype. An often unfair and untrue belief that many people have about
all four things with a particular characteristic are the same.
Stereotype. An unfair and untrue belief.
You're listening to KBOO Portland and Combined Culture Radios coming up.
Blue shoes with the blue suede, blue suede, the blue suede, the blue suede. Young Grays get the bouquets, bouquets, the bouquets, the bouquets. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses.
Pimpies ain't shit but hoes, I've been known this. Can go snitch regardless, mid shoulders. Never gon' switch, my mama right soldier. Show me that profit, cough the right rovers up. I'm up now, these hoes all in love now. Wanna fuck now, they beg to bend over. Half these hoes, chauffeurs half these. Useless, a face toothless, easy, so ruthless. Ask where he from, then leave his dome ruthless. Sweet chin music, kick back gruesome. Watch out for Judas, Vice, and G-Unit. 5-0 with the Yayo 2. LBPD get sprayed on 2. Always keep it GC, ask my homies for the proof. Blowing 40s as a youth, dump deuce in the Chevy. Hit the corner, run up on him, turn it to SpaghettiOs. New shoes with the blue suede. Blue suede, the blue suede, the blue suede. Young Grays get the bouquets, bouquets, the bouquets, the bouquets. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses. Hope I outlive them red roses.
Stitches ain't shit, but tricks I've been known that. Blowing on for spliffs and cold cognac. Out club hopping, hopping in Kodak. Sweat love white like Bobby White. Finna party like it's prime tonight. Finna killin' within walking to his mom's tonight. Shit real in the field, get caught, don't swill.
Man, that's that blue sway.
Shout out to ooh, is my mic on? Oh.
Yep.
Shout out to Vince, by the way, because Vince is probably one of the funniest people that I've probably watched like 5 Vince Staples interviews the last like literally like 3 days. And it's just that dude is just comedian, but he really understands just how to keep a conversation going. Like it's really wild, just like his perspective on life.
Rewind real quick. Welcome to Combined Culture Radio. How to let them know what they're listening to. I feel like some people actually know what it is at this point. Wednesdays at 7. Yeah, they know what it is.
Oh yeah, man, they recognize our voice.
I want to say shout out to all of our listeners who have been listening to us consistently over the past year and a half or so.
It has been a year and a half. A year and some change.
Yeah, we got some time in here at KBOO.
Oh, man, bro. And
you remember when I first showed you Vince, though?
You did.
It was this song. Did. Yeah.
Hold on, bro. Moment of silence, because this dude, Jalen, really put me on to Vince. Yep. I didn't even think about that, bro. Because it was like I saw the video for Senorita. And I was like, oh, that's dope. And then you put me on a blue suede, and I was like, man, let me look more into this cat. And then I listened to Summertime, and I was like, oh, bro, this slaps. And then, bro, from there, he came.
Summertime, the one from Ramona Park?
Yep. Summertime 06. And then after that, it was like, dang, bro, I just had a list of them. Like, it was just from there, I just fell in love.
Blue suede. I think Summertime's my favorite album.
Better than FM? FM is my... Well, Big Fish goes crazy.
I mean, FM for sure is
I would say in terms of just development and everything, like for sure the best. But I think when I say Summertime or is it called Surf or Summertime 06?
Summertime 06.
Okay. Yeah, Summertime 06, just like that's what reeled me in. And then I never Big Fish there. I listened to it and it was good, but I wasn't really a huge fan of like the like EDM crossover Vince Staples. Mm-hmm.
He went through a phase where you had to get his money like that though.
I mean, I don't think it is even about that. I think he genuinely enjoyed it, and I think that's cool. Like, and it's pretty innovative. Like, no one else was really doing that at the time, and like people have like thought about doing it, and yeah, I mean, he built a solid fan base off of that too, and I think he's doing a good job of like reincorporating some more hip hop elements into that and making, you know, a nice mix between like house music and hip hop music, which is pretty dope. Like messing with a lot of European producers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and he's been doing that for a while now.
Well, the dude named Kenny Beats, who produced most of FM, like he's been producing stuff for like a bunch of people. He's fire, bro. Like he gets that perfect
look. As like a producer, bro, I don't even get it. Like how
it's technology. It's the equipment.
It's for sure. Like I mean, as I've gotten more exposed to other like softwares and stuff, like I've realized like there's certain things that make it easier to make beats, but like. Like most of my process is making everything from scratch, so it's like it takes so long to like get that perfect.
It's a natural craft, and the thing is, like with producers, these cats are getting younger and younger. Like, bro, I feel like there's like a 10-year, like, bro, waiting like 5 years, I'm gonna be like a 12-year-old that's like a phenom at making beats, bro.
There already has been. It's just like they're 12, bro. It's different than like when you're like a senior and you're 12, because when you're senior and 12, people crave you. When you're producer and you're 12, it's just like. Artists crave you. It's not like the general public is like, oh my god, we like, you know, because you know producers are in the background. But yes, yeah, it's getting crazy. I mean kids growing up in the technology age and stuff like that, like,
bro, the technology is what's shifted. Like what's his name, Murder on the Beat, like, bro was like 16 and like went to Chicago to find Chief Keef from
all
Canada.
About exposure, bro.
It is, bro. It is. Now speaking of exposure, reviews, bro. How did you, I mean, we're obviously, you know, Kobe, I think that was last week or 2 weeks ago show. But, man, how have you been seeing just the responses from his album? You know, how should we give it a four mics, you know, double XL, five, 3.5? You know, what are we giving them?
Man, I mean, I'd been hearing the album from the development and I was just anticipating people's reaction. I was like, because I think what just shocked me is like he's always been a very good lyricist, but he really captured one. He put a lot of effort in his beat selection, which is huge. A lot of people downplay that, and then he just really captured his ability to match his voice with the beat, you know, and like ride the beat, you know, like. It's something I feel like it wasn't necessarily like his strength before. Like he catered towards a certain type of beat, but he really expressed versatility on this one.
Oh yeah, as
soon as I heard like the full track list and everything like that, because I heard all through the development and everything, I was like, this is like high quality. Like
yeah, bro.
Like this is high. He's really doing this
nice
right now.
Songs.
And people, you know, people been loving it.
So what do you think it's gonna take for him to take it to the next level? Like, do you think it's like getting,
man, it depends
big?
On what that next level is for him, you know. I mean, that's something, it's been a dodgy conversation where it's like, what define that next level, you know? Like, what
I think the next level for Vic is like, man, like the right exposure. I think if he could get that Sweet Tooth video popping, then I think that
there's for sure levels to it, you know.
There is, and it's a marathon.
It is, and I mean, I'm always in the back of, you know, in his ear, telling, you know, gotta move on to the next one, move on to the next one, you know, because it's easy to become complacent with the products that you made. But it's a whole thing, like you told me, you gotta fall in love with the process, not the results, you know.
Well, bro, it's like one of the biggest like analogy theories for me with that is like you have to like. The championship is only like 0.5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? Like you enjoy that for a day or two, you know, and then the rest of the time, 98% is like the grind, you know. So it's like Victor dropping the album, Victor having the album release party, like that's the 2% celebration.
Yep.
And like right after that, it's like you got to get back on the grind. What time do we? 7:15.
Yeah, we go ahead and go. Let's get a little pitch for our membership drive.
All right. Hey, we are at KBOO. We are listening to Combined Culture. No, I'm Guinevere, and I'm with
Selena.
Hey.
Hi.
So what are we doing right now?
We are having our, sorry, we're having our holiday fundraiser.
Yeah.
And looks like we have about $200 to go for our goal for this hour.
Mm-hmm.
So 45 minutes left to reach $200. So we need you to call right now, 877-500-5266, and talk to one of our volunteers on the phone and pledge your support. Become a member of KBOO.
Thank you so much.
Remember that it's you who make KBOO happen. We can't do this without your help. And if you could, take a moment, pick up the phone and dial
877-500-5266.
Or go online at kboo.fm, find that little donate button, and take it from there.
Yeah. And so a lot of people are moving to Portland now. And if you're new to the area, KBOO can be a good resource
mm-hmm.
for building community here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very diverse community at the station, and you can support that. You can become a member. You can volunteer.
Well, we're building a larger and larger community of activist listeners.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What's
and
that?
We'd like to include you in this community. All you have to do is give us a call, donate online, help support this station.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great resource. I always think of the music library, which I walk in there and it's kind of mind-blowing.
Mm.
It's a huge resource. It takes a lot of effort to maintain it. And your pledge, your membership contribution helps maintain that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some membership gifts or some gifts to give you if you start a membership. And one of them is the Music Makes the Movement tote bag. That's a new item we're offering for this pledge drive. And that is at the $60 level. And you can break that up into $5 per month. That's less than probably how much you spend on coffee per month.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. So
these days.
Yeah. It's a new or reusable bag, and looks like it would be good for vinyl. Put vinyl in there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then if that is something that moves you, we know it is, call us at 877. Yeah, you're listening right now.
Right now.
Call 877-500-5266.
So we're asking for your support because this station depends on that, on you for keeping the doors open, staying on air, bringing you the programs that you're listening to. If you're listening right now, give us a call. Help keep Combined Culture going, all the other shows that have been on today. You know, this is about you. This is about you and the community. We have a great place here. You can actually come down and see it. You can be part of it. We're always looking for new members. Like Selena said, if you're just new in town, hey, drop by and see what's going on and become a member.
Yeah, and if you become even a volunteer, that goes a long way. We do, though, appreciate your dollars. So
absolutely.
Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
Or go online, kboo.fm. Look for that donate button. You know, and you will have our unending appreciation.
Yes, we sincerely thank you. If you're thinking about doing it, if you're on the fence, just do it.
Just
take
do
the
it.
Plunge. Give us
right.
a call.
A. And we are back.
Oh, we're back. Yeah. So, the 16th is what, Saturday or Sunday?
That is a Sunday.
Oh, man, dog. Dale, can you hear us? So here's what we're gonna talk about, man. What did you learn at the age of 23, and what trace do you want to drop at 23 and carry on to 24?
Man, 23 and me, that's what I'm gonna call it. I feel like 23 for me, I became way more self-aware. This year has been a huge year for me, just becoming more self-aware of myself and why I am the way I am. Something I think I just kind of never really bothered to address through my life, just always dealing with the chaos of school and everything like that, and having this, you know, always staying busy. And then this year I feel like I actually had time to really reflect on myself, and the people I interact with. And I feel like I grew just better as a person in terms of being able to maintain relationships and stuff like that with mm-hmm. friends and family and all that, and just seeing the significance in the words that we say every day to people and actions and stuff like that. So that's been I'll say that's some of my growth, as you know, through my 23rd year of life.
Mm-hmm. What are you trying to carry on to 24
for me? I'm looking on, because like I don't really like establishing dates on things like this, you know, like looking, like I don't like to see it as an excuse to grow, but ironically it's just like the timing of it is matching up with my birthday and change of the year too. So but 24 for me is just, now that I feel like I have a better understanding of myself, mm-hmm. Learning to master my environment, mm-hmm. And take advantage of opportunities before me, and really just activate that drive, mm-hmm. and take the steering wheel and ride this thing till the wheels fall off, you know what I mean?
Right. Hey, 24 yeah. is a very, I feel like yeah. these mid 20 years, like between 24, crucial. 25, 26.
I'm hungry, bro. That's
dope. Much what it that's, is. I'm hungry. That's what it is, bro. Like, yeah. you gotta be hungry.
Yeah.
You
know, and I think over like 22, like 23,
those are like young, immature years.
Yeah. And like, I knew I wanted to be hungry, but it just wasn't there for me.
Yeah.
And I felt very stagnant. And I just, right now, I just feel like I have this energy awakening to me where I'm just
forced to. I mean, awakened, bro, that's, you know? That's like, essentially, bro, like, that's how it is. Like, when you, like, finally wake up, like, you realize, like, man, like, it's just, you have to, I'm learning now, it's like, you have to take that approach to life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
discipline.
Exactly. And it's like, for instance, like Mondays, right? Like, there's a saying that like Mondays are days that nobody looks forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've learned in my head to develop this habit of like going the hardest on like Sunday and Monday. You know, it's just like make Monday just your, you know, yours. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, don't back down from it. It's like people back down from Mondays.
Don't, you dread it,
bro. They're like, it's like, bro, they're acting like Monday is just some type of like Hulk Hogan wrestler, like they're just afraid of it. I'm just like, bro, like, nah, you, because the thing is, if you start Monday off like real strong,
the rest
then,
of the week
then literally the rest of the week is like, oh yeah, like it's just you gotta like, people have to learn that, like, if you want to have that instinct on everything, like, it's just thinking confidently, because there's gonna be moments of like self-doubt. There's gonna be moments where you're sad, but it's just like, you have to just, like, everybody here, like, living in Oregon, like, because of the weather, you already have a one up on everybody in the country, because literally you're waking up to like no sun every day. Like, you have.
Yesterday killed me, because, like, since it was cloudy, you notice when it's cloudy, it stays darker longer, obviously. I woke up, got to work. When I walked into the doors, it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I left, it was dark. I was like, I didn't see, not even just the sun, just light. In general, just natural light. Like, I just didn't like, see it. And I'm just like,
being up here, bro, you're like,
and you're working. I believe that does for sure affect the mood. But like, I think it makes you
mentally tough, though.
I think I said it a few episodes ago, where I was like, you got to learn how to keep that ray of sunshine on them rainy days.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, bro. And it gets hard, because there's gonna be days where, like, you know, you're going through the routine and you're in your car and things just seem the same,
And you have to, like, you have to realize, like, this is what you work for those days where you're celebrating and you're having fun, you know, with the homies or celebrating a work accomplishment or you just got paid.
And I think that, like, I've caught myself in that, you know, a lot, and majority of my life, where, like, you're just dragging through the weekday, hoping for the weekend, and, like, that weekend's
it's a
quick snap, bro. And then all of a sudden, you know, like, you can't even enjoy the weekend fully because you're thinking about the next week, you know?
Well, it's like the thing is, like, you gotta try to treat every day like the weekend. Like, and I know it's hard, but you gotta just try to look at it like that. Like, you have to, like, there's trainings that help people get through the work week because it's like, there's an art to it.
Well, I think for sure a lot of it is, like, getting yourself in the right work position to make that weekday a weekend. Because, like, in my current situation right now, like, I for sure do certain things, like, where, you know, just whether it's maintaining positivity at work or just, like, staying upbeat, that, like, helps me get through. Like, I've had days where I've actually just had fun at work, you know.
Yeah.
Even though I don't even like my job that much, just interacting with the people. Like,
I don't know why he's listening at your job.
I mean, there's a couple people actually listening.
Oh, it's cool. He's gonna say straight up, you don't like your job.
It's cool. I mean, I think everyone, like, the tasks that they give us, like, I don't think anyone would be like, oh, you should be excited about that. Like, I don't know. But
that's work, man.
It's not terrible. Like, I've had way worse jobs before. Like,
but I mean, bro, the thing is, like, look what that job bought you, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for real.
You know, you're going to Amsterdam. So it's like, bro, that little small moment right there is like you're using the funds that you just got to go towards, you know, traveling internationally.
But yeah, man, that's a huge part of my life, is just learning right now is pretty huge part of my life, whether it's through traveling, starting to branch out more into books and stuff like that, educate myself, grow as a person.
You know what you should read?
What should I read?
It's a book called The Way of the Superior Man.
The Way of the Superior Man.
And it's like how to just master yourself from within, you know.
Learn to be a superior man.
Superior man, bro. I'm not even lying, bro. It was just saying how, like, I think one of the things that I read about was, like, it was saying how as a man, like, your ultimate, even from, like, back in, like, the Stone Age days, like, a man, like, has, if his main goal is to live, like, not saying live his life, but to survive. So, like, how we survive is by having a purpose, right?
Very
and
true.
It's like, with our woman, when we date, they have to understand, like, yo, you're not gonna come first. Like, that purpose is first. It's in our DNA. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, there's that's what it talks about. It's just like, that's
something I would say is, like, I don't know, I think it's a stretch to say it's in our DNA, because I definitely feel like the script could be flipped either way.
Yeah, you know, with either person.
Because, like, I know personally a friend of mine, she ended up having to cut it off with her boyfriend because she wanted to take her career more serious, go get her master's, start making six figures right out of there doing, like, public health management stuff. And they kind of cut off their, like, 8-year-long relationship. Damn. Because, like, they just, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's like, what do you think is truly gonna make you happy, you know, doing something or being around someone? And some people, it may be being around that someone. Some people, it may be doing that one thing. I think that's really what it comes down to. But for sure, like, I believe that, like, that go-getter mentality and, like, finding that purpose in life is huge to, like, happiness in general.
Yeah, man.
And I think the ultimate goal is to be able to have that and someone to support you through
exactly.
that. You know?
Exactly.
Because, I mean, it's a stretch to, like, you know, guide your life based off another person, because then you're not really living your life, you know?
That's a fact, bro.
So, Dale, are we at, what, 7:30?
Whenever you'd like, right, Tevin, this is your world.
I'm gonna go use the bathroom. Nah, it ain't my world. It's yours. I'm just living in it. I'm gonna use the bathroom real quick.
Okay, sorry.
All right, go ahead. Let's get a pitch in.
Gwen and Selena, it is your turn to take the stage.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you.
At KBOO here, we're listening to Combined Culture. It's a superior show.
Superior.
I just wanted. I like it is that. Superior. Did you hear that? Yeah. So I just wanted to say, you know, at 23, I was learning how to change diapers on my newborn.
Wow.
Right?
23, I was just out of college.
Awesome. We'll just continue your show over here for a moment. But hey.
Well, when I was 23, I just barely started college.
Right?
Hey.
So everybody's at a different place in life.
At 23.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now even. So maybe you are in a place where you are ready to donate to KBOO.
Not maybe.
You are ready. Yes. Yes. 877-500-5266. Give us a call and donate.
Mm-hmm.
We know that many listeners are not yet members, but you're listening, so you love KBOO, and we know you want to support KBOO.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do that right now is give us a call. We have a goal right now, $200 in the next half hour. So that's not a lot of time for you to call, so why don't you just do it right now? 877-500-5266.
Just do it now. Well, here's the thing. It's like if you're in your car, you're driving home, or maybe you're at work and the radio's on a bit, or maybe just at home making dinner or something. It's like listening to a show that you like to hear, listening to some music that's on KBOO. you know, we depend on you to keep those shows coming, to keep that music coming so that you can hear it. And for you to donate is really easy. I mean, KBOO has made it so easy to donate. It's incredible. So if you could just take a second and, you know, become a member and start to feel like you are a part of this station. And, you know, I can't tell you how much that means to everybody, and people that become new members really start to feel that they're contributing.
Definitely.
and they have a part of this station.
Mm-hmm.
I know I came and I helped out, and I was doing a little bits here and there before I joined.
Mm-hmm.
But then it came to the point where, like, I wanted to be a part of this group. I wanted to help. I could see all of the energy and all of the time and all of the work that's gone into keeping this station alive for over 50 years.
50 years.
In community radio, that is rare.
Mm-hmm. KBOO is the oldest community radio station. Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
This is not corporately sponsored. It's not governmentally sponsored. It's people sponsored. It's you, you know, your friends, your family, people that you know, you guys out there are the ones that make this station happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we depend on that to stay on the air.
And it really is a two-way street, like any relationship. And the hosts here are giving, the people volunteering are giving, people, the small staff here at KBOO are giving. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for you to give, you mm-hmm. as a listener. 877-500-5266. Sorry, Gwen.
That's okay. you know, even at $6.25 a month, that's $75 a year. I mean, that's pretty doable for a lot of people. You know, our next step up is $10 a month. So $6 and something, $10 a month, it's pretty easy, and it helps this station go a long way. And the more people that do that, you know, the better it becomes. And then we all chip in a little bit and make a huge difference.
Definitely. And I'm looking at the KBOO t-shirt. It's actually really cool. It's black, and it has the KBOO logo with the tower emitting electrical rays. Transmitting the information to you.
Transmission.
Yes. That's it. The $75 pledge level, or $6.25 a month. Think about what you spend $6.25 on a day and how much further you could make that $6.25 stretch by donating to KBOO right now.
Well, and it's also feeling a part of something.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's easy. And you get this whole new feeling of being a part of something. You can come down here. This is a physical location. You can come in and touch the equipment. You can learn how to use it. KBOO does this amazing amount of training here, and it's free.
Yes.
And we do that by everybody donating.
Yeah, you can learn how to be on the radio at KBOO. I first got here and I realized that, I was like, they're giving this away. It's awesome.
Well, yeah.
They're giving it away, and we're asking for your contribution in exchange. And you can do that by calling us at 877-500-5266.
Or online at kboo.fm. All right, back to Combined Culture.
And we back. Make those donations, people. We need that.
Dale, can you tell us like why making the donations is so important?
Yeah, I can always say that because your voice is important, Tevin, and I want to hear it a lot.
Yo.
That makes me feel special.
And Jelen's voice is super extra important.
Hey, she got it. Yes. She got it.
We've been doing this together for like over a year, and I think the kind of conversations that you have been having, the fact that 2 weeks ago we released Kovi's album live on Combined Culture Radio, the fact that you have been sharing your input and your insight about what's happening in the culture, and that you've been really making those connections between entrepreneurship, self-care, mental health, all of these very, very important things. And I just love being able to listen to your reflection and think about, you are 23, 24, what happens next? I think that the level of analysis that you offer our listener is the reason why people should continue to support KBOO and contribute and donate, because these are the conversations that are not happening anywhere else. So this is why people should donate, 877-500-5266, because you love hearing Tevin and Jalen, that's why.
Woo, woo, woo. Combined hey, culture.
Here. We out here. We out here, bruh. Hold on, my bad. I just dropped something on the gram.
So, man, holiday is coming up. Christmas budget, man. We got to talk about it. What's, because I'm not balling,
Bruh, sometimes you got to go to Target and just get some socks.
Now, like, what I really want to talk about is, gifts for the different age ranges,
Okay.
My little siblings are going to be the easiest, probably.
All right. So what about, let's get things more complicated. What age range are you thinking of?
I'm thinking like our age range. It's like, I don't know. Like my sisters, I usually just cop them like some stuff from Adidas or Nike, like some workout stuff, or like a cute little jacket, some taste I know that they like. I'm not going to go to Forever 21 and cop some. I don't know what they wear out of there. Mm-hmm. But for me, the hardest, I think, like, I don't know what to get my mom or my dad or my...
What does your mom like to do?
Even harder, like, my grandma or my grand... I don't know what to get them.
What does your grandma like to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, she likes to do puzzles on her little iPad.
You should get her, like, a iTunes card, because the iTunes card would allow her to buy the puzzles off iTunes.
She don't know how to work all that.
That's well, you could teach her. Not teach her, but you could do it for her.
Yeah. I think I might get her some clothes. She's been... This jacket, actually, I'm wearing today. She's been trying to finesse this off me for a minute now.
Which one? The purple one?
This maroon Nike jacket.
This is your mom's mom.
My mom's mom's been trying to finesse this jacket from me for a couple years now. And I'm like, I would get her one, but they don't make them anymore. So...
Bruh, I remember those jackets, bruh.
They only made them one time. They had this one and they had a green one.
Nah, like I feel like they... Well, they had another one that was purple. Remember that? The one that I used to rock? Did. Yeah.
That had the leather like this?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was like purple. Bruh, I remember I used to try to go to the... I used to go to the ES and like come back to school ultra light fitted.
Bro.
You remember that? Not even high school, but like coming back to
obviously
college.
Obviously not high school.
Well,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. You remember coming to like literally like, bro, everybody used to have the freshest fits once they got back home.
Yes.
Like, remember that? Where it was like Christmas break.
Heat.
Man.
Bro, everyone be rocking the flyest gear when they come out for Christmas break.
Heck yeah. Dale.
Yes.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Yes and no.
Okay. See, that was a great question. Because I feel like you didn't celebrate Christmas. So you don't watch like the traditional like Christmas TV shows and all that, right?
No.
Okay.
You know what I did that was really tight?
What?
Well, for one, last week was amazing for me. Monday, I went to Zoo Lights with my little siblings.
Bruh, I just got back from Zoo Lights literally like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah,
that's where I was. It was cold, bro.
Honestly, Zoo Lights for me was overrated.
Overrated?
Overrated, yes! Bro.
Yes.
I was like, what is the hype about? Bro, did you go on the train?
No, I didn't go on the train.
Bro, the train was whack.
Bro, but people started showing up, but it's like, bro, it's like 30 degrees outside, and there ain't even no animals.
No animals.
Bro, there was no animals. When we went, nope. We went at 3 o'clock, and there was no animals
out. That's wild. I mean, they're in hibernation. I don't know.
Nah, it's cold, bro.
They ain't I think so. Some of them are. Yeah. Some of them got to be in hibernation. Yeah. The bears, for sure.
For sure.
But, yeah, no, I didn't, aside from that, like, it wasn't all that for me. Like, what I went to that was dope. The next day after that, I went to the Portland International Raceway.
Bro, you always go there with your dog.
I do. This is my second year going. No, it's only one day. And the rest of the time, you drive through it. You take your family there, you drive through it, and they have like little Christmas songs that play as you see the lights.
Oh, word. Have you been? Okay, bro. Okay. Because I leave here in Portland, and literally on Saturday, I have never been to Peacock Lane.
You never been to, bro?
Is it better than Portland Raceway?
Okay, Peacock Lane is just a street, but the houses are done up like I heard. So like it's not as long as it, but like it's a lot in a short period of time. So it's more quality over quantity. So I mean, yeah, I'd for sure recommend go checking it out.
So
you trying to get some hot cocoa? We could just go walk through that real quick.
Bro, I'm not tripping, dog. I ain't doing nothing. So it's like. I ain't like real talk. We could hit Oba up and we could literally just chill and talk. Yep. I'm for sure down. Where's Vic at?
When?
No, I mean right now.
Right now. I don't know. I think he had his class with his kids and then I don't know what he's doing. He's probably doing something. He's always on the run.
I don't know, bro. I have to hit the man up.
He might be doing some music stuff. I don't know.
But yeah, G, it's just like. I don't know. Christmas time is always real sad. I feel like Christmas time is always real sad because I feel like there's always somebody.
Bittersweet, bro.
Because somebody passes away. Like,
bro. There's so like much sad. And I will say I'm blessed that like there hasn't been anything too traumatic that's happened to me around the holidays.
I've had.
But yeah, I know you have. And I've heard of stuff like from people as close as you to people far away where like. Even just people who like dread going to Christmas just because they may not be able to provide, you know, the Christmas that they see for the kids, the Christmas that they see on television and stuff. Like, people really don't understand who grew up privileged, like, the struggle of, like, when your kids come down Christmas morning and, like, it's not a tree full of presents, it's maybe a couple of things, you know, because, like, you know, barely making ends meet, you know, you can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
And I think, like, that's like the uglier part of Christmas where like obviously like the people who can want to have a good time but there's a huge population of people who just miss out on it and it's out of their control, you know.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've had my grand like 5 years ago, I want to say 5-6 maybe, my grandfather passed on Christmas, and then literally, bro, like one thing that hurt me, bro, was like I can't even listen to Christmas music anymore because literally, like, last year when I came back home, my grandmother was, like, on her deathbed.
Yep, and, like, remember that.
Literally, they had Christmas music playing the whole, like, they would, because, like.
In
like,
the hospital?
Yeah, and, like, she was in a hospice, so, like, literally, like.
It brings back memories anytime you hear
it. Yeah, and I remember walking in there, and I just remember, like, seeing, like, all the older people, and it's just, like, it's where they. You know, put people before they pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just like walking in and, you know, just the nurse would have like a laptop right by my grandma's bedside. And I remember like, you know, they always had like just Christmas music playing. And I remember just seeing my grandmother like listen to it and, you know, just kind of fighting, you know, just cause she knew like it was her time was over. And I'll never forget, like, the day that I went back to school, I just remember, like, I knew when I walked out the door, I was like, it's probably gonna be the last time I see her. And yep. then, she, like, recently, my mom hit me up saying that, like, my aunt had lung cancer. And now it's just like, I feel like I'm gonna be in the hospital again for the holidays. So, I don't know, man. It's, I feel like the holidays are always like
it could for sure be ruined by stuff like that. Yeah. And it's all timing, but like there is some weird significant. I don't know if we notice it more just because it's around the holidays, like, or like if it's like there actually is like something a real weird.
Because it's like,
I mean, you got to think about it from this perspective. Like if you were at the end of your life, because like I swear every time I hear about it, it's always older people. Like yeah. Like every once in a while I hear like someone younger die, but like if you're at the end of your life. Like, in because I mean I don't know what it's like to die, obviously, but right. That's usually a very peaceful time for some people when you're around all your family.
The holidays
and the like holidays. If I would imagine my last day here on Earth, I'd want it to be a happy one and one where like I get to see all my loved ones.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's directly like a conscious thing that goes through people's heads or if it's more of a subconscious thing of like. You know, when you're around your family and like you're happy, you just kind of let go. And that's like the best like rationale I could kind of put to it. But other than that, it's just like it sucks that like certain pain like that and circumstances can ruin like the holiday. Like you say, you can't listen to Christmas music no more like that. Like that's something like
no, I can't.
That's something. I mean, I don't know how it was for you before, but that's something I've always enjoyed during the holidays.
I used to though.
Jamming like, my Christmas music and like
I can't even listen to because me and my grandma would always listen to Charlie Brown Christmas, and I remember like that was some of the stuff that we'll be playing like yeah. as you know she was tough, passing away. Man. So
tough.
Dale, why do you think it is like that? People you know pass like closer to the holidays.
Well, I mean, I definitely appreciate Jelen's insight. I haven't thought about it that way, but I definitely agree. I think that, you know, when my grandma passed also, even though it was not during a holiday time, but she definitely waited for all of us to be back in the room. And, you know, for my uncle who was out traveling to be back before she took her last breath. So I feel like, you know, there might be some validity as to what Jelen says. I also, you know that the winter is, at least in this part of the world, is usually like a place where, you know, like we usually go back inside and kind of like try to figure things out. So, you know, I don't know if there is also, you know, things like this happening whenever, you know, you're sick or there might be, you know, other things going on inside you, you know. So I'm not really sure, but I also think that, you know, significant dates are have different significance for lots of people. And so maybe even if it's not during like, you know, the Christmas holiday or this holiday, but it might be during, you know, other time of the year that are, you know, significant maybe for you, for your tradition, for your culture, and, you know, and having someone's passing associated with it. Like my father passed away very tragically on my cousin's birthday. Wow. And it's really hard every year to actually wish her a happy birthday because she deserves it, you know, knowing that my father died tragically on that day, you know. So, because it was an accident, you know?
Gotcha, yeah, so. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Man, it's for sure. Like, that's...
It's always the holiday season.
It's something, bro. It's something.
But you know what? I think people, like, whoever you want to believe is in control of the universe, like, wants people to be together before they pass. Like, bro, it's literally like my worst
nightmare. I mean, I think that's what everyone wants for themselves.
And right now, it's literally like my worst. Like, it sucks. Like, yeah, I'm excited to go back home, but I don't want to go back home and have to deal with, like, you know,
more grief and
exactly. It's like I had to deal with my grandma passing. And
that's a lot of weight to have on your shoulders, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's, you know.
I mean, I know you're pretty good at putting your head down and grinding it out, but still, regardless, just mentally having to bear that weight, it's a lot.
No, it's good. But is there another one?
It's up to you. If you want to continue the conversation, we can end the show early and end with pitching, or, you know, we can take a break now. It's up to you.
We go ahead and take a quick five and then have
you
a
won?
Close
okay.
out five.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll have Gwen and Selena join us right now. And then we'll get back to it. Thank you so much for sharing such deep, emotional things.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Definitely, thank
you. We're at KBOO, Combined Culture. To back up a little bit, I wanted to say, Jalen, your grandma would love flowers once a month for the next 12 months.
Flowers are always a beautiful thing.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like you'd be able to see her smile, her eyes light up, and everything be real happy every month. When those flowers show up. So
I like
anyway,
that idea.
So we are here at KBOO.
Yep.
And we are doing our winter. Is this our winter? Fall? It's winter.
Holiday.
Yeah. Holiday.
Holiday drive.
Holiday drive. Yeah. I like that.
Holiday.
Our holiday drive.
Combined with the Willamette Week Give Guide
uh-huh.
drive. So, yeah.
Lots
we
going
we
on.
Normally do a drive in December, a mini drive.
Uh-huh.
So combining that with the Give Guide is what's new for us this year.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so I'm looking at the board, and it looks like we only have $50 to reach our goal. So 10 minutes.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Pick that phone up.
If you are considering contributing and becoming a member of KBOO, now is the time to do it. Mm-hmm. You can give us a call at 877-500-5266. And we have volunteers here who are waiting to take your call.
Right. A beautiful set of group of volunteers handling the phones. Easy way to do it on the phone, or you can go online at kboo.fm. We have great gifts for you. We encourage people to donate to become a part of the station. So when you're listening to it, you have an investment in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people feel that they go, they find out you're a member of KBOO, and they go, well, what's KBOO? What's KBOO? Well, KBOO is our community radio station.
Yeah.
It's like there are so many different programs. There's a program for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's the news.
Yeah,
there's news twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Music.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
different kinds of music.
Yeah. And all this is spelled out on the KBOO website, again, kboo.fm, and you'll open yourself to a whole new world of radio experience.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing once you realize the vast resource that KBOO is. I didn't know of KBOO before I started volunteering here, and then once I started, I was blown away at the resources that are available to anyone, to everyone.
Uh-huh.
And it's, we need your membership. We need your sustaining contribution. Call us now, 877-500-5266. We only have $50 to go to our goal. You can make a flat contribution of $50.
Boom, that's it.
Yeah, and we'll mm-hmm. be at our goal for the day.
Right. You could even bump us over that and go for the $25 a month, and we would be happy to send that two-sided hoodie to you as an appreciation.
Yeah.
People turn the radio on, and it just comes on.
Mm-hmm.
You just turn the radio on, and it goes through all this stuff, and people don't really think about what's happening when they hit a station they like and mm-hmm. and they listen to that. It's really easy to do that. We've all been doing it for a long time. Mm-hmm. But here at KBOO, we're not out there getting corporate sponsorships in a big way. So we're not held to that standard. We're not supported by the government. We're supported by you, the mm-hmm. individual. And a lot of times when people are listening to a station, especially if you pick up a show you like, just feeling like you've contributed to that and that you're a part of that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And shows like Combined Culture, where we have two younger people people of color who are sharing their lives basically on the air. So important.
Uh-huh.
And we need to keep that going with your membership. If you are considering at all donating, call now. Call right now. 877-500-5266.
Or online at kboo.fm. Look for that little donate button. You got it.
Thank you for that, guys. Appreciate it. You know, that's really what keeps us going. But we're back. But yeah, I think the main purpose of this episode, like, just to make people aware that, like, as happy of a holiday person as you may be, because there are those people who are really in your face about the holidays, like holly jolly, you know, those people.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, be aware that the holiday may not mean the same thing for other people, you know. Am I right?
Nah.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know Dell, you know, that's why I had to ask her, like, you know, do you celebrate Christmas? Because sometimes people like, bro, I think from now on, dog, like, I don't even know if I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving, you know. I think that's like.
You did say that.
Yeah, dog. Like, people do, because there's so much, like, oh, bro, okay, I know we're going to end on a good note here.
Okay.
So I watched Avatar for the first time last night.
The blue one with the blue people. Yeah. Okay.
Bruh. How crazy is it to think, like, how similar that movie is to
the Native Americans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what they made it off. It's literally Pocahontas.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And also, like, I mean, you could even go back to, like, you know, Africa and slaveholders and all that. Like Africa is this vast, like, country with so many resources, and then you can compare it to, like, you know, apartheid or slavery. It's like people coming in, and literally it's all about money, financial gain. So it's like you kill everybody off. But yeah, bro, like, I literally watched it last night, and I was just like, wow, like, that is crazy to think about. And mm-hmm. Now I see why people, you know, they might hate Americans, is because maybe I think that's what we do as a country, is like, we see,
so we're founded off of, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how most countries are founded off of. People just forget that. But yeah, I mean, makes sense. That's not really a positive note.
Like, did you like the movie?
But yeah, the movie was, I love that movie. It was dope.
I had to take a phone call, but, and I was watching with Oba, but what happens, so they go back. What happened? Like, do they fight them off or whatever? Because I saw, like,
about the end of it?
I got to the point where they were, like, where Jake, like, when he gets everybody together and they're like,
the
all right.
White man saves the day.
Yeah. But they were talking about
that. That was the most annoying thing about that movie, is, like, they made it. It's always the white dude who was on the opposite side in the first place who saves the day. Every single movie, like,
but that. how did he save the day when literally, like, pretty much they're trying to make a second and third one?
They adopted him. They adopted him, and he ended up with more power than the native people. Isn't that a story about how white men just rule the world?
Wow!
Even when they help, even like it's
so. Even after me. Even after he straight up told them, like
yo, he went out, bro.
It recognized him,
bro.
There was
this big, huge, like, the, you know, the flying thing.
Yeah.
There's one that no one ever caught before, like, and, in the history. Yeah. Like, he just, no one could ever catch him, and this dude caught him first try. And I was like, okay, y'all need to chill. This dude just got into this, like, it was stupid.
Well, why did they think, like, he was, like, chosen? Like, that's the one thing I was confused about.
Because he's a white man.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
Who wrote the movie?
So even though he said, like, yo, I'm false, like, I'm fake, I'm not really here, they still adopted him.
I mean, there's a lot of doubters and stuff like that, but the one girl who was in it, like, believed in him and stuff like that, and, like, the tree, whatever. I haven't seen it in a minute, but, like, the tree god or whatever, like, was saying all this stuff. It's all this narrative that...
So, that's my biggest question, is, like, yo, bro, like, what... Like, was...
They allowed him.
Yeah. Like, but I mean,
he ended up becoming permanently... They took his consciousness out of his old body and put it into the avatar permanently.
Oh, the scientists did?
No, the whatever you call them, the avatar people.
How do they do that?
With the trees stuff. I don't know, bro. It's not scientific. Like,
oh, bro. That was my biggest question, was like, so what happens to his regular body?
Bro, we'll talk about it afterwards. We got to wrap up.
All right.
But anyways, want to wish everyone a happy holiday. And if you don't celebrate, you know, find some positivity to shed on someone else's life.
Stay
or something
positive,
like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Stay positive in this
Stay
life.
Stay positive.
Take care of yourself.
Enjoy the holidays.
This Combined Culture, and we are peacing out.
Doses.
Then when Heffy died, I bought some things to pass the guys. But when Johnny died, all I had was shows booked. Down to burning hell, I don't care how my soul look. I know you gon' tell, I can tell by your froze look. But I love you still, flaws and all. You my dog, put me behind bars and all. Cause we came up at the park. It's just crazy seeing everybody change when things get hard.
We just lost somebody else this weekend. I'm tweaking.
Look at how far we done came. Now I'm a face in the name.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast provided by F&B Cafe and Catering, with three cafe locations at Eastside Exchange on 123 Northeast 3rd Avenue, Pearl Art House on 804 Northwest Cooch Street, and Markram Hill on 3460 Southwest U.S. Veterans Hospital Road. They also offer catering throughout Portland. Lunch provided by Atlas Pizza, located at 3570 Southeast Division Street and open 11:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. or later every day. Dinner provided by Chameleon Restaurant, a restaurant located in the Hollywood District at 2000 Northeast 40th Avenue. Serving primarily organic dishes, Chameleon Restaurant is open Wednesday to Saturday from evening to late night. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month we'll host the Holiday Comics Spectacle of Artists on Parade on Thursday, December 13th, 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. The Holiday Comics Spectacle of Artists on Parade